bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back, folks. We are talking about biblical economics. We're talking about prophecy that also includes those things, and we have Prophet Andrew here that will address what he calls and others call petrodollars. And we know that President Bush was a big oil person, and we know that his Vice President Cheney was into oil. Prophet Andrew, what do you know about these things?
Well, I think what we discussed before about our reason for going into Iraq in 2003, it's obvious that we went in for the oil. Mm-hmm. But what is much less obvious than that is this whole idea of petrodollars. So I'd like to take a step back and kind of go over what this petrodollar issue is all about. Mm-hmm. If you go back into the end of World War II in 1944, the whole world was in shambles, and basically, you know, many European countries were in debt, and we had to. They basically wanted to stabilize the economy. They wanted to stabilize the world economy, and find a way to go forth from there. It was at that time that the nations, the European nations, and the U.S. got together and realized that the only safe standard at that time was the U.S. dollar. So the agreement in 1944 was that the foreign countries would trade their currency for U.S. dollars if we had to do any transactions. And in exchange for that, we promised that our dollars would be backed up with the gold standard. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if the countries really went, if push came to shove, they could actually take our dollars and exchange them back for gold reserves. Mm-hmm. At that point, everything seemed nice and kosher, and then we went into this huge debt. So the setup of Social Security, the setup of Medicare, Vietnam War, and multiple wars since then caused a collapse in our currency, and many countries were worried about that, so they began to redeem their currency in gold. We got to the point where we only had $10 million worth of gold reserves, and we basically had no choice. You know, the choice was either our country would cut back on our spending, we would tax the taxpayer more, or we could go ahead and get rid. We could basically print money. Uh-huh. And so at that time, President Nixon decided to get rid of the gold standard. So we basically created what's called fiat money or paper currency. It's basically, it says we have the right, we're going to print the money. Mm-hmm. Now, most people wouldn't just do that because obviously if I were another country, I would want to get rid of my dollars. So the U.S. had to come up with a plan at that point. And they actually came up with quite a brilliant plan at the time. So 3 years later, after Nixon talked about the gold standard, we came up with what's called petrodollars. So basically, we made a deal with Saudi Arabia. We made a deal with Saudi Arabia that all oil had to be exchanged in U.S. dollars. And at that point, you know, it seemed like a good deal for all people involved. You know, the Saudis realized that it would secure their oil supply, and for us, it was a great deal. You know, we kept the paper, the U.S. dollar, as the gold standard for a one world system, a one world currency. Uh-huh. We were able to buy oil for money that we could print. And we basically controlled the oil supply. So it was a great deal for the United States. Now, following this, it's obvious we had issues. George H.W. Bush went to war with Iraq because of their attack on Kuwait. And because of this, Saddam wanted to get back at the United States. So in 2000, Saddam made the decision that he was only going to trade Iraqi oil for euros. And the repercussions of this were quite apparent at the time. Mm-hmm. Venezuela decided to start trading in euros as well as Iran. And you got to remember that the only OPEC country that was really left was Saudi Arabia, because Iraq had made a move against Kuwait. So it was a huge threat to our U.S. petrodollar system. Conservative estimates say that if we switch to a petro euro, that we'd lose anywhere from 40 to 60% of a dollar value. So we went, as I said before, we went to war with Iraq. Uh-huh. For several purposes. One was to teach Saddam Hussein a lesson, and basically to show a lesson to the other OPEC countries that,
hey, so it wasn't just about 9/11.
It was not just about 9/11.
Because that's what we're told.
But 9/11 was a great catalyst. It was a fantastic catalyst.
It gave an excuse, in other words.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at, and in fact, if you look at the records, if you look at the White House records, mm-hmm. Rumsfeld alluded to Iraq right away. He said, whatever you guys do, find a connection between 9/11 and Iraq. And that was his specific order hours after the attack. Cheney had alluded to the fact that we had to go after Iraq several years before he even became vice president. And then, of course, we know all about the weapons of mass destruction, how weapons of mass destruction was just an excuse for us to go to war. So, as I said before, the war with Iraq was for oil, but it was also for petrodollars. Henceforth, Revelation 6:6, save the oil.
So what you're saying, and I get the analogy, because sometimes insurance companies talk about convenient fires, whereas a company that's maybe going bankrupt, business route or going bankrupt, and all of a sudden a fire happens and they can collect. And I've heard tell of one member of White House staff saying, we can't let this crisis go to waste. In other words, this is an opportunity for us to do something and say it's because of this or say it's because of that.
It's a beautiful thing, because it was actually God who said, do not let the situation go to waste.
Yes.
So he fully took it. He fully revealed the situation in order for prophecy to be fulfilled.
Great analogy. Folks, we're going to talk about this and other things when we come back. We thank you for listening. Invite others to listen in to this broadcast. We'll be back. Thank you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
We're back, folks. In the last segment, we were talking to Prophet Andrew, and he was telling us about currency and how the hidden reasons for a lot of the conflicts, such as the conflict that we have had in the Middle East and Iraq in particular, is particularly about the mediums of exchange, dollars versus euros versus other monies in other countries. I lived overseas. I lived in Germany, and I was in the military there also for a while. And one of the things that I encountered was the dollar was very highly valued when I was there, oh, some 47 years ago. So highly valued until when we got our military pay, we were anxious to go off base to do our purchases because you could take $100 and get 400 marks. And that was, I mean, we'd have more money because the marks were a lot higher than the dollars. And if we'd go down to France, we'd get, it was a 5-to-1 ratio. So it'd be five times as many dollars in francs. And this is something that happens on the world economy. And this is why one country opposed to another is always trying to have a value higher so that they can gain more in exports, imports, or what have you. But in this whole issue that we're talking about, God is very concerned about what's happening in the money market. And we find there's a lot of disparity, a lot of cheating, a lot of hidden things. For instance, if you go to sign contract for anything worth money, there's a lot of paperwork. You know, buying a house, I bought several and looked like it's a mountain. They sign this, sign this, sign this, sign this, and they don't want you to take time to read it because that's a whole lot going on when you start reading small print and this and that. And they cover themselves by saying, well, you signed it and this is what was on there. And there's a lot of things that we need to know. And Professor Michael, you cover a lot of these issues when you teach money and wealth class, when you teach the biblical economy, and you have a class on doing your business God's way. And right. You find that businesses are failing because they're profit-oriented, but if they don't do it God's way, things happen. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the problem is... God has specific standards and specific principles in His Word that we should be following in our businesses and ministries, and we're not doing it. One of the reasons for that is that if you go to any Christian college or university that I have been able to find anyway, and I even checked in Europe when I was there, they only teach the world's way of operating businesses with honesty, integrity, and morals thrown in their Christian business
with some courses. Business ethics, in other words.
Right, right. But as far as operating businesses, it's strictly by the world's ways. A number of years ago, God showed me these principles. There's 12 principles that if you put them into practice, you'll see miracles happen in your business. Every time anybody has actually put these into practice, they've come back to me and showed me the miracles that have happened. And as well, at the time that God showed me the principles, we had miracles after miracles.
So you have a class where you teach these things?
Right, right. And it's called Excellence, Doing Your Work God's Way. And it's such an exciting class because yes. the students get so excited when they see, wow, I never knew that was in the Bible. I never knew that was in there. And they never saw this. And I use over 150 scriptures. So this isn't anything I came up with.
So we're talking about biblical economics.
Biblical. Absolutely biblical.
A lot of people don't understand that God has something to say about how we use our monies and deal with our monies.
Right. Absolutely.
Beyond sometimes what we might just only hear.
Right. One of the things that... one of the reasons why they see miracles is because when you do things God's way, He gets involved. If you're just doing things man's way, why should He get involved? He doesn't, you know, we ask people or we ask God to bless our business, bless our plans. God is not obligated to bless our plans. He's not obligated to do things or bless businesses that are run a man's way. So he's only obligated to bless His own plans.
So you have testimonials from students that are in business, do you?
Absolutely.
Where they were operating in a business way, but after taking the class and learning of the biblical principles, the principles of business, doing things God's way, and how has it changed them?
Well, there was a man up here in Arvada that had a auto parts business, mm-hmm. and their sales had been absolutely flat for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it looked like his sales chart looked like a heart monitor after somebody had died. It was just straight line. And
he was on life support and almost.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when I first went in and talked to him, God showed me in the first 10 or 15 minutes what was wrong with the business and what to do about it. And because we did what God showed me to do, and we did things His way, within 9 months, their sales were 120 times what they had been.
120 times?
Not 120%, 120
times. 120 times?
Right, that's 1,200%.
So he got off that respirator, did he?
Yeah, I think so. He got pretty excited too, because it just increased and increased. And you know, after that, I probably did even more, but that was the first step was in 9 months, we saw that much increase. I've had others that similar, a woman just took it recently, and she told me about a week later that somebody had come in to pay their bill and paid it double.
Double.
Yeah. Didn't need to, no reason for it, yeah. But just a woman just paid double.
Doing business God's way.
Absolutely.
According to what the Bible says about it.
Absolutely. And there are so many things in there, in the Word, that are so exciting when you look at it from that standpoint. And we don't so often. We just look at it as just skimming through the Bible and not even paying attention. But I literally use over 150 scriptures to show people how to operate their businesses. And the same 12 principles apply to ministry as well. Mm-hmm. It works for either one. Because it's scripture, it does not apply to just one industry. It's any industry.
We'll be back, folks.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving. Forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Michael, who teaches biblical economics. He teaches a course on doing your business God's way as well. He teaches a course on money and wealth with biblical principles. And the world's way of doing things and God's way for them to do things, which we must pay attention to. He's the elephant in the room. We can do it our way. The scriptures plainly says there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And we think we have it down when we just operate in certain ways. I'll give you an example. There was a man who had a dry cleaners, and he sent his son to college to learn about business. He was getting a business degree, and his son on the first class came back and said, "Dad, I have a course that I'm taking on ethics, but I don't know what it's about. What is it?" He said, "Son, when you take in some dry cleaning and there is $100 in one of the pockets of the person who brought it in and you don't tell me about it, that's ethics." So really, ethics, a lot of people think is just how it benefits me, and we live in a greed world. And Professor Michael, you talk about these things in your class and how we need to turn it around and think kingdom-wise.
Absolutely. Most people don't realize that Jesus only mentioned the church about 5-6 times.
It was Is that right?
Very few times.
Uh-huh.
But he mentioned the kingdom something like 210 times.
The kingdom.
So he's all about the kingdom, not about churches.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn that he wants his kingdom here on earth. He wants things to operate right. his way here on earth. Well, how does he operate? You look in heaven and things are done his way. It's not a democracy. The angels don't have a choice in what they do. They do what they're told to do.
That's right. They don't have a democracy.
No, they don't. And we're so used to living in a democracy that we think we can vote on everything, even in the church. Well, that's not God's way.
We think we live in a democracy.
Well, that's true.
But we don't operate all the time on any principle except our own, as I said, ethics.
Right.
As an example, I gave ethics. You share that with me if you got it. Forget about the person that lost it. We'll share it.
right. But basically, we want to do what we want to do the way we want to do it. And that's not the way it is in the kingdom. We've got to get back to doing things God's way. And that's one of the things that I really emphasize in all of my classes, that we have to do things God's way instead of man's way. And so I teach them a lot about that. Well, as I say, in the kingdom or in heaven, everything's done God's way.
Yeah.
And he says that he wants it done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
But we're not doing that. So we need to get back to that. We've got to be doing things his way. And that's what so much of that excellence doing your work God's way, that class is all about that. And I show them, as I said, many scriptures that
I know when that. I was a child coming up, one of the songs that we would sing all the time, it wasn't but one stanza in it hardly, and it went like, what you do now, do it with the heavenly mind. Mm-hmm. When you sing now, sing with the heavenly mind. Yeah. And we would go on and add lots of things to it, but we would always end it with, do it with a heavenly mind.
With a heavenly mind, absolutely. That's where we need to go. And that means including our businesses, our ministries, whatever. We've got to be doing it with a heavenly mind.
But the evidence is right there from your teachings and from your references that it's not done that way.
Very seldom do you find things done God's way in businesses and ministries. You know, it doesn't make it a Christian business just because you're...
Put Christ on the name of it.
Yeah, or you put a welcome mat at the door that says John 3:16 on it. That doesn't make it a Christian business. You know, the owner might be a Christian, but that doesn't make it a Christian business.
So you can't just do it with a name. You have to do it with the heart.
Right, and with godly principles.
Yes.
I know two very wealthy men. One is from Ohio, and he literally went to court and got God put on as the CEO of his business. And when he did that, his business just boomed. Just exploded and got so much bigger. Another man in Texas wanted to increase his tithe, and he asked God how to increase his tithe. And so he started on his own just giving more than 10%. But as he gave more than 10%, God started giving him ideas of creating some new machinery that is still going to these days, even though he's gone. But and he eventually started a Christian college too, that's still in business down there. But the thing was, he wanted to get to the point where he lived on 10% and gave
90%.
And he eventually got to that point. It wasn't overnight, but as God gave him more and more business, he was able to do that.
And he
that
was
more.
Still not suffering on 10%.
Oh, no, because that 10% was very large.
That's a biblical principle.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yes. People talk about about tithing as being 10%. Well, and that's true. The word tithe means tenth.
Yes.
But in the New Testament, it says basically that everything belongs to God.
Yes, everything.
And we are just stewards of that, and we need to be good stewards of it. People say, oh, that was that that's Old Testament.
So you're saying that we could literally be tithing and be miserly at the same time.
Absolutely.
In other words, not giving what God would have us to give.
Absolutely.
But I'm told that if I give my 10%, then the windows of heaven would open.
No.
And I would get so much I wouldn't have room to receive. You know the scripture.
Absolutely.
Malachi 4. It says, I would not have room to receive if I just gave 10%.
Right, right. But there's so much more if we give his way. There's another lady I can think of that in Texas that wanted to increase her tithe. And so she started asking God, how can I give more tithe? She was given by God directly the idea for Beanie Babies, and her tithe turned out to be over $1 million or over $1.5 million, and they put a whole new wing on their church.
This is exciting, folks. Doing your business God's way. We're talking with Professor Michael. We'll be back after this. God bless you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving. Forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Thank you, listening audience, for coming back. As we speak, there is a war going on. And specifically, the war we're talking about is the Middle East between the Israelis and the people of Gaza, or specifically the terrorist group Hamas. I was talking to someone earlier today about this, and they said, well, Israel has is God's people, so thereby that's why that they're able to conquer all the people around them. Better beware, because that's God's people. God's on their side, and thereby the Hamas has no chance, because they're fighting against God's people. But I'm thinking that might need to be looked at from another perspective. Does the people of Israel right now, which we call the Israelis, have any other advantage that we can put our hands on other than just being God's people? Andrew, tell us about that.
I think we've got to take a good look at the situation now. The one thing that I'm looking at right now is the disparity in the casualties that are occurring in that region right now.
Who's suffering more? By conservative
estimates, it looks like the ratio is 20 to 1. In other words, 20 Palestinians, i.e., civilian Palestinians, are dying per one Israeli soldier. And that's the cold hard facts that we're looking at right now.
And when you say civilian, are you meaning
women and
soldiers?
Children. Women and children, folks.
Women and children. I know I see this on CNN and other stations where they have all these children. Some of them were sitting in class when bombs started
Absolutely.
Falling.
The UN got...
And they can't even go out to play in the streets.
Yeah, the UN schools got bombed. What I think this alludes to is the fact that it alludes back to Revelation 6:6. So, again, we talked about petrodollars and fiat money and how that's led to our present inflation. We talked about saving the oil. But the last part of Revelation 6:6 says, save the wine.
Yes.
And I think that specifically, I know that specifically points to the blood of mankind.
Yes.
In other words, hold off on sacrificing mankind's blood. Now, this alludes back to the deal that we made in 1973 with Saudi Arabia. So if you think about it, why in the world would an oil-rich company want to exchange in a worthless piece of money called the U.S. dollar for their valuable oil? I'll tell you why.
Why?
The reason why is because in exchange for the U.S. dollar, the Saudi Arabians could exchange that for military support and weaponry. And that's basically what they've done. Let me ask you, how much money are we putting into Saudi Arabia every year for military weapons? You tell me.
Well, I've heard it's in the billions.
It is in the billions.
Which is quite astounding.
It's $30 billion a year, folks. $30 billion a year are going into Saudi Arabia. We've bought, I believe it was 84 F-14 jets for them just a few years ago. We spent a ton of money. I think it was about $10 billion in Qatar for Patriot missiles. We continue to invest billions and upon billions of dollars into Pakistan for the sole purpose of that we have to protect the nuclear weapons that they've created.
So we give them weapons.
Sure. So we've created this monstrous system in which we are exchanging our U.S. dollars for oil, and they in return are exchanging our U.S. dollars for weaponry. So we're basically exchanging oil for the blood of mankind. And I go even further than that, folks. I believe one of the main reasons that we support Israel is to keep the military machine going. I believe that we put money into Israel. It creates money for us, obviously. But not only that, it gives us a reason to support Saudi Arabia, to support Qatar, to support the Arab Emirates, to support
Pakistan. So it's because
of
our support of Israel with weapons that they have a distinct advantage right now, especially over countries like Gaza.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is because of our support. And not only that, but we benefit from that support.
So we're benefiting. How do we benefit?
We're benefiting by keeping the military machine going. Our number one export is weapon. It's weaponry. So in other words, if we – the last thing we'd want to do is stop supporting Israel, because then Saudi Arabia would have no reason to invest in weaponry. Actually, I take that back. Now that we've got Iran involved, there's another wrench in the whole thing. But
so we have another merchant there.
Sure. But as I said before, there are many, many, many reasons for us to continue the war machine. Let me ask you, who is the number one exporter of weapons in the world?
That's a good question.
It's obviously us. And not only us, but we export, we are responsible for 70% of the weapons that are seen throughout this world. Hmm. We export more weaponry than China and Russia combined.
Now, I'm thinking there, it makes sense. We had to bail out the auto industry. But what comes out of the auto industry other than autos?
You tell me.
Weapons. Mm-hmm. Weapons.
And trucks, military weapons, jeeps,
yeah.
And so on.
Yeah, military products.
Sure. We sit in the aeronautical industry. You know, I believe Lockheed is one exporter of weaponry.
Weaponry comes out of these companies.
It's not, you know, like I said, it's not just to keep our petrol dollars going. It's not to pay back Saudi Arabia, but it's also to keep our economy going because it is our number one export. So save the oil, folks, but most of all, save the wine, save the blood of mankind.
So we really engaged without sending troops.
Of course.
We're engaged in wars and conflicts without really sending the Marines or the Air Force or the Army. So this is you might call it a domino thing happening right now.
It's a travesty.
So we're gonna look at this controversy in our next session. I want to thank you, my listening audience, for listening to these sessions. We're going to be covering some very, very meaningful things in the future, and we will have back with us Professor Michael on biblical economics. We'll have the Prophet Andrew on prophecy, and we'll be talking about other issues in prophecy, other issues on the economy. You can search the website about other things that's mentioned by Prophet Andrew on andrewtheprophet.com. I'm the president of Aspen Christian College. Our website is aspen-christiancollege.com. We want you to feel free to share the information you've heard through the social media and any media you can. We invite you to Facebook it, Twitter it. We would like millions to know some of the things that you know now that needs to be known. We're not trying to hide it. We're trying to get people to know it and to profit by it, because this kingdom must come. Others must be a part of it. God bless you.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving. Forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.